Life is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get everything in, including this walk. If you struggle with this, my sponsor, Factor Meals, can help. And in just a moment, I'm going to tell you how to get 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen, and they only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This one was one of my favorites, and it was ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. It's getting warmer. The weather is an invitation to head outside and walk more. You don't want to be inside making meals. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 25% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today's 10-minute walk is helping you stay consistent with fitness. Tonight, I am in Williamsburg, Virginia. It's a quick trip to Williamsburg, a place that Ave and I have spent many, many days, walked many, many steps, and it's a place that we really love. We spent part of our honeymoon here, and every October for a long weekend, we would leave the kids with a sitter and come here and just have some time alone. And most of that time that we were here, we were spent walking the streets of Williamsburg and talking. And it has provided so many wonderful memories. And to be back here, even briefly, is really special. And it's dark now, so what I can see is limited by the street lights. They've actually got a couple of fire lamps lit, and those are pretty neat looking. But tomorrow morning, I will give you a walking tour of Colonial Williamsburg with some special memories. Tonight, what I want to talk about is the benefit of walking intentionally and walking more while you're on vacation. I want to talk about 5 benefits of walking more while you're on vacation, because vacation season is coming up. Maybe you'll spend some time here in Williamsburg. Maybe you'll go to the beach. Maybe you'll do some sightseeing. Maybe you'll visit family in another part of the country. Maybe you'll go overseas. Maybe it'll be a stay-at-home vacation, a staycation. But there's real benefits to moving more, to walking more while you're on vacation. And I want to talk about 5 in today's episode. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. You may hear some other voices. It is nighttime here in Williamsburg, but there are other people who are enjoying it's a very mild evening, spring evening here in Colonial Williamsburg. There are also some school groups, so some kids with tour guides that are walking around and enjoying Colonial Williamsburg. All right, so 5 benefits to walking more while you're on vacation. Benefit number 1, you can see more. And not only can you see more, you can see things differently. You can take it in a way that you can't if you're moving either in a car or a tour bus. Even a bike is a different experience than walking while you're on vacation. Ave and I have spent so much time here in Colonial Williamsburg that we've not only walked the main streets of Williamsburg, we've taken the side streets, we've taken the back streets, we've taken streets that I'm not even sure other people are allowed to walk on. We'd be walking along these paths and these alleyways, and it's like, nobody's here. Is this okay? But we have gotten to know Colonial Williamsburg pretty well. And that's because we've explored really the entire place on foot. When I was with a tour group in Rome, Italy, we took a bus from our hotel to the Vatican, toured the Vatican. When we were done, we had a couple of hours, and the tour guide said, you know, go see what you want, and then meet back at the bus, and we'll drive back to the hotel. And I said, would it be okay if I walk back to the hotel? Because I think it was 3 miles. She said, sure. And so I had my GPS, my phone, so I was able to figure out where to go. And I saw a part of Rome that I would not have seen if I had been on that tour bus. So I got to see more, and I also got to see it differently. And it was pretty special. So that's benefit number one. Benefit number two, connections, deeper connections. One of the things that I love doing when we're on vacation, whether we're in Williamsburg or at the Outer Banks or doing sightseeing, what's really pretty special is taking walks and connecting. So much of the time that Ave and I spent here in Colonial Williamsburg was really all about walking and talking, getting away from the kids, reconnecting, talking about issues we were facing, challenges, problems, dreaming about the future, laughing. Really, it was an opportunity for some deeper connections. I visited Manhattan with my daughter a handful of years ago, and it was just her and I, and we spent the time walking around Manhattan, touring Manhattan, seeing Manhattan, and talking deeply. And it was an opportunity to connect in a deeper way. I don't know about you, but I prefer talking while I'm walking. I prefer connecting while I'm walking. So it's an opportunity to have deeper conversations. And on vacation, you're more relaxed. The schedule is more relaxed. So you have even more of an opportunity to do that. So that's benefit number two of walking more while you're on vacation. Benefit number three, you create memories. I have some very special memories here in Williamsburg, walking with Ava, in New York, walking with my daughter Emma, at the Outer Banks, walking with my kids, in Rome, in Italy, touring, walking, seeing things in a country that I had only dreamed about visiting. And those are very special memories, and most of them are tied to walking and exploring. So that's benefit number three, making memories when you're taking walks on vacation, when you're connecting deeply with the people you love. Benefit number four, let's be honest here, not every vacation is a 10. Sometimes you feel frustration, sometimes there's stress, sometimes it's like herding cats if you're with other people. We used to vacation at the Outer Banks with a large group. Our kids, we allowed them to invite their friends. We had other families who went with us. And there were times when in one big beach house, several dozen of us. And there were times when it just got stressful. And so that was an opportunity to take a walk, to lower that stress, to lower that anxiety, to lower that frustration. And doesn't that actually make for a better vacation? Not only for you, but for the people you're with. And so I have found on those days during vacation when things aren't going quite the way I want and there's an opportunity to take a walk, I'll grab it because it lowers that stress, that frustration, and actually can be a perspective changer and a day changer. So that's benefit number four of walking intentionally, walking more while you're on vacation. Benefit number five, I mean, let's be honest here. What do? When we're on vacation? We consume more calories. Have you ever come home from vacation and stepped on the scale? Probably not a very pleasant memory. When you walk more while you're on vacation, guess what? You're burning more calories. Now, that's not a guarantee that you're going to get home and you will have lost weight. not even a guarantee that you will get home and weigh the same as before you left. But if you are intentionally moving more and walking more on vacation, you probably are stepping on that scale with fewer pounds than you would have if you hadn't walked. So there you go, 5 benefits of walking more while you're on vacation, being intentional about walking while you're on vacation. Hey, if you enjoy Walking as Fitness, if this podcast is bringing you value and you listen every day, you know, one way that you can lower fitness friction, that's the stuff that we have to do before we can actually do the thing that we want to do, like take a walk. One of the ways that you can lower fitness friction with this podcast is by tapping follow in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And now every episode of Walking as Fitness will be waiting for you when you're ready to walk. You don't have to go look for it. You don't have to go find that link that you keep using to get to the podcast. It'll be there, and oftentimes you'll even get a notice on your phone. New episode. Here it is. Touch here and you're ready to go. So it's just another way to lower the friction of fitness, which is really a good thing. Thank you for allowing me to walk with you today. I'll be back tomorrow here in Colonial Williamsburg. We'll do a little mini walking tour of this place that Ava and I have spent so much time. Love to walk with you again. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.